It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. The coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
Teams are not going to get away from playing cover two and playing corners and playing two man. Why would they? Why would they? Why would they change? Now, there are teams that are more aggressive, more man heavy, more pressure heavy. But why would you change what you are? And offenses have to find answers.
7-year NFL veteran.
Running left. And a big gain on first down. He picked up another first down, but the ball came out. Matt Bowen knocked it out.
You see the pressure on the outside by Matt Bowen.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it. Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Matt Bowen doesn't do what Matt Bowen does. That would have been a touchdown.
Defensive back coach for IC Catholic football.
One of the greatest things and most rewarding things about being a high school coach is to see the impact it can have on your student athletes.
Matt Bowen is in charge of the defensive backs, former NFL player.
And that will be the final play. IC Catholic, for the sixth time, comes to the state championship game, and for the sixth time, they win it.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We are very excited to have Matt Bowen's expertise here on Spiegel and Holmes. Let's talk with him. His segment is brought to you by McGrath City Honda. When you do the math, you choose McGrath.
This is so exciting, Matt, to get to talk to you again, man. I'm so looking forward to it. We don't have to reference the hit you put on Trunk Candidate in camp. I mean, we could do it down the road, maybe.
Yeah,
there's a lot we don't have to do anymore because we already know each other. But thank you. Do you want to know the terms of the trade that we made with the Midday Show?
I would like to know. I just found out Wednesday night.
It was a 30-pack of Natty Light.
Oh, no, he's worth more than that.
That's what we did. And that's going to also be the added compensation for you, is a 30-pack of Natty Light.
Well, you know my rule. I said in the intro, I'm going to drink beer that comes in 30-packs. So there you go.
So what if, like, Guinness Stout came in a 30-pack? What do we do? What do we do with that?
I'll drink it.
100% he's going to drink it. So
good to know.
So we're glad to have you over here on the afternoon show. Thank you for being flexible, because we know that you have all sorts of work that you need to do. I want to start with this, because Speegs and I were talking about it in the first segment. We were listening to Eric Washington. What is the difference between facing a struggling young quarterback like what Bryce Young was, mm-hmm, to now a veteran quarterback that's seen a lot? What are the dangers if you're the Bears defense?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to prepare for what is now a functional NFL offense. And what I mean by that is going to be a balanced offense. You have the run game element. Andy Dalton can read it out quickly from the pocket. You look at the numbers right now. I was looking at him today. He is in the top five of getting the ball out in terms of time to throw, right? Because he's seen everything, to your point, Lawrence, right? Ball's on the clock quickly. He knows the windows are. He's seen every coverage. And at this point of his career, this is just my opinion, I feel like he's playing with nothing to lose, guys, right? He was brought in as a veteran backup. Now he's a starter. Why not go out there and be aggressive? You've seen it in the last two football games, what he has done, how he's involved his receivers. And I think overall that Panthers offense is a much more aggressive unit that is willing to push the ball down the field.
Boy, that's a good point, because if anything, the knock on Dalton has been not aggressive enough. Ooh. So if he's been branded a backup and has dreams of having a late career resurgence somewhere, he's going to have to show him that he can put up huge numbers. So should the defense be ready for him to take some of those chances? They're damaged at the wide receiver depth chart, but still he might take some of those chances down the field, to your point, Matt.
I do, and I think they saw some of it last year. Because look what happened when they played Cleveland when Joe Flacco was that quarterback. I think it was the same situation. And we saw it last week when Joe Flacco came in to get, you know, playing again for the Colts. They're much more willing, like I said, to push the ball down the field. So you have to know if you're in cover two as a safety where the weak spots are, where Andy Dalton knows he can attack the coverage, where the windows are down the field that he wants to push the football. If you're in man coverage, down and distance situation, ball in between the 40s, that's what I call the shot zone area of the field. Is it first and 10, ball in between the 40s? Guess what? The alarms have to go off right now in the secondary because that's when you're going to get those vertical throws down the field. So simple things like that, playing with high-level football intelligence because of what Andy Dalton brings to the table.
Matt, I heard David Canales say something that I wanted to run by you because, one, you were a guy that could get downhill as a defensive player, and two, you're a coach. Canales said about Chuba Hubbard and the run game, what they coach the running backs to do is follow the play up to the line of scrimmage. They give the coaches the respect of following the play up to the line of scrimmage, and then get creative if you want. When you hear that, how do you envision that? How does that work?
That's a great question. I agree 100% with what he's saying, because what he means by that is if it's an A-gap run, you want the running back to press the A-gap, okay? Give the respect to the coaches, right? That's where the ball is supposed to go. After that, you have to turn it into a creator, okay? If it's limited daylight, drop your shoulder, give me three or four, okay? Because that's a positive run in the NFL. If it's not limited and you can bounce the ball outside, you can make a cut to work back to the backside of the formation. Do that because you have the ability to make things happen. And then also understand as a running back is that we can't block everyone, right? We cannot. The safety is usually unblocked. That's your responsibility. So give us the respect of getting to the A-gap, make a play, and then now you have to beat the safety. Either make a miss or drop your pads and run through him. But I think that's the point he's getting at. And I see it often, guys, at the high school level, right? Because young running backs, what they want to do is bounce the football, right? Because that's what they did in 7th and 8th grade. When they get to high school, they always want to run to the perimeter, run outside. But you have to, again, like the coach is saying, give that respect to the scheme. Hit the ball where it's supposed to go and then become that creative player.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
So how does what you're talking about, compare to what we've seen with DeAndre Swift? Mm-hmm. With DeAndre Swift, because the Bears did a lot of outside zone in the first three games,
yep.
And then switched to some inside zone. And just this past weekend, Matt, it looked like DeAndre Swift was running a little bit more directly. It looked like he was.
I agree with you.
You agree? So
I agree.
So is that because of the scheme that shifted, or is that mindset? I wonder why that happened.
I think a little bit of both speaks. I would agree with you, especially if you go back to the Houston game. There was too many times DeAndre Swift wanted to voluntarily get to the edge, right? Now, look, I know it's outside zone, but there's different paths in outside zone. You can bounce the ball outside. You can stick your foot, get north and south, or you can bend the ball, right? But too often, I don't think he was giving the run enough time to develop. I think he was pressing. I think he was playing fast. And, look, that happens to players when things aren't going their way, right? You can talk about it in any position. Any position, when things aren't going your way, you try to create much too early within the scheme. And to your point, Speaks, I think they made some adjustments last week and put him more on a north-south track. Because a north-south track in this league, if you can average 3 or 4 yards a carry, now you're 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6. That's okay. That's good football. That's quality football in the NFL. And then you hope, when you continue to hit that north-south track, that what's going to happen? eventually he's going to hit a home run. And he did that later in the football game because he followed the scheme.
I think this is important stuff for Bears fans to wrap their heads around, because oftentimes the conversations are, he keeps taking it outside. I just want to see plays where he goes right at it. And sometimes we blame a back, but sometimes it's the scheme. And like you're saying, maybe it's a little bit of both. We think that Shane Waldron adjusted with more inside zone type runs this past week. Do you expect that to continue, whether it's DeAndre Swift or Roschon Johnson in the backfield? Do we expect that to continue this week and beyond?
I think it will. I think it will, because the run hits faster, right, when you're going downhill. It hits faster. It's more defined.
And the players seem to go to Shane and tell him that's what they wanted on some level.
Right. And I like inside zone more than outside zone. Look, I think outside zone is the perfect complement to your play action passing game. You can marry them both together. They are mirrored. They look the same, right? But inside zone, I've always been a big believer in inside zone because of how fast it hits downhill. And it's either hit downhill, north-south, or bend the ball immediately to daylight. There's not a lot of – you take out a lot of the complicated actions in that play, right? So I've always been a big believer in inside zone. You can still run your play action off it, but I think it gives a running back like DeAndre Swift, who has that second-level speed to get north and south, and especially with Roschon Johnson, you definitely want him on a north-south track because of what he is as a player, because of his traits, because of his power behind his pads. You want him getting downhill.
You said something important, that the outside zone is easier to marry to play action. Is that why a guy like Shane Waldron and others are resistant to just going straight downhill? Because they think it's easier to do play action off outside zone.
It is, and it's easier to pass protect. Just think, if you're going outside zone and your zone stepping up front as an offensive lineman, what is the defensive line doing? They're not getting north and south now, right, Speaks? So they're working laterally to the line of scrimmage. And that helps your pass protection up front. Also gives your quarterback a defined pocket to throw from where he can come off the play action, set his back foot, and drive the football. And on top of that, what does it do to the second level player? They got to move too, right? Everyone's moving in one direction. Mm. It sets up play action, and it also sets up boot. If you have a backside edge defender that continues to crash hard, now you take Caleb Williams and boot him to the outside, and that's when you get that true run pass option because of what he brings to this offense.
Man, I want to be really fair to Caleb Williams whenever I'm doing whatever level of analysis that I'm capable of doing. I feel like when I watch him check these things down, I feel like I'm watching growth. Is this growth?
I think it is. A couple things you're seeing that are growth. One, his ability to hang in the pocket. Okay, I think you're seeing that at a more accelerated rate now. I think early in the season, what did he want to do? He wanted to eject and get outside, which, again, that's part of the reason you drafted him, because he has those creative tools as a thrower. However, I think you're seeing him hang in the pocket a little bit more. I think the ball's coming out much more in rhythm. Can still get faster. There's no question about that. And to your point, Lawrence, and I've always said this about quarterbacks, there's nothing wrong with taking the throws that are available. Those are quality plays in the NFL. You take an underneath throw, you can move the chains. You take an underneath throw, you can set up third down. You take an underneath throw, you can live to see another down in that series, more importantly, right, without turning the football over or throwing it into a tight window. I think where he has to improve, this includes Shane Waldron, wide receivers, pass protection, the entire Bears offense, creating more explosive plays. Lawrence, we talked about it earlier in the season. I have a number for you right here. Caleb Williams on throws of 15 or more air yards. That means the ball's in the air for 15 yards. He has 5 of 29 passing this year.
Oof.
Okay, so that's where you got to improve, guys, right? You got to hit the shots down the field. They're going to call shot plays. They're going to call them. Every Sunday we're going to see it. You got to hit those throws. And again, 15 yards doesn't mean you're throwing a deep ball every time. That could be a deep end breaker. It could be a deeper slant. It could be, working to the post, a simple seam route to the tight end. Those can turn into explosive plays, but you got to hit them much more consistently.
And Matt, last thing, we only got like 30 seconds. Do we need to give Shane Waldron a restart in terms of evaluating him now that they've shifted what the run game is doing? Like, I don't see things kind of building upon themselves and heading towards art altogether as an offense, but maybe we need to give a restart now that things have shifted as much as they did last week.
I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt, because if they can run the football speeds, this is a much different offense. It's a much different football team. You have to have that element, especially for a young quarterback.
Matt, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for putting us inside of your rotation here at the Score. It's a big deal for sure. And the afternoon show and the mob, thanks you for it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man. You too.
That is Matt Bowen. He is outstanding.
I just learned a lot.
That's why I love having him on, because he's terrific. We're going to learn some more. Dan Wiederer is going to join us. What's been going on at Halas Hall? How are the Bears getting ready? Dan's going to tell you next on The Score.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.